Thanks for being with us on Vocal Profiling Live on VBS Radio. I'm Sherry Edwards, your host. For the next hour, we invite you to call in. And that wonderful music that you just heard, we've been using on the show as our theme music. And that music was done by none other than our guest, Tommy Priakas, co-host for tonight. We're going to be doing a PowerPoint for you to teach you some new things. We hope that you'll join us every week for Vocal Profiling Live. We ask you to call in if you'd like to have your voice done, because that's what we do on the show. We have you call in. We have you talk in this little microphone. We put it in our magic computer, and out comes a printout, and it's all topic-specific. Tonight, we're going to talk about Bernanke, the Bear Stearns problem, and how Bernanke is fibbing, and a little bit about the CEO of AIG, and what's really going on there. If you want to call in, you can use the direct line on BBS, and you can go to bbsradio.com, and we are broadcasting tonight, so it's right there on the front, on live, and you can see us. And, oh, we can't see Tommy. If we have a new director. We told you that the regular people, Kathy and Ben, that you've been introduced to, aren't here because this is spring break in class. And that's putting that right light right in my face. So the number is 740. For those of you who can't see the screen, 698-0670. That's 740-698-0670. Or you can also come, you can pull up a chair here if you want.
Yeah. Are you on a chair?
No, I have to stand up and move around and do my thing over here.
Well, I'm not going to sit down.
No, go ahead. So on the show, when you're calling in, you can give a fake name, and your neighbors probably won't recognize your name. They can't disguise your name, but you don't have to tell us the truth. A lot of people, and I got an email today, and it said, I'd like to call in the show, but I'm afraid. And I was like, I'm wondering what this person is afraid of. So I picked up the phone and I called. They said, this stuff is too true. I don't want people to know who I am or what I think or what's really going on. I don't want to know this stuff. Do you think, Tommy, that people don't really want to know? Because that's been my thing all along, that people really want to know what's going on. Do you want to know the truth?
Yeah. But some of us are not ready to be responsible for the consequences, maybe, of what the truth might hold. That's the thing. Some of it's a lot of responsibility sometimes when you're
Do you think people want to lie and want to fool themselves?
Some of them want to deny some of the things that they know they could probably improve on. Perhaps it's a denial thing.
Do you think if they're confronted with it, then they have to do something about it?
It sounds like criticism. That's what it is. I think people are just, they don't like to be criticized. And maybe if it's true, then it even hurts more, so I don't know.
And sometimes people tend to exaggerate. Like, some people have called me after the show and said, why did you say that? I didn't want people to know that. Well, don't call in or give a fake name. And the other is, you said I didn't have any sex drive. And I said, no, not what I said. I said, that's not your first incentive for a relationship. So it's a matter of interpretation, this vocal profiling we do, and how it comes into your life. What can your voice reveal about you? So tonight we're going to talk a little bit about anger, what kinds of things make people angry and what they can do about it. I'm angry about this bailout because I see the lies that's going on, and we're going to talk about that. The things they're trying to make us believe, and they're just totally far-fetched. We're going to look at your voice in terms of time domain. If you say, how now, brown cow, we can support it. Usually, if we're going to do anything serious here at the Institute of Research, Institute of Bioacoustic Research, thank you, we look at a frequency domain printout of your voice, and we can see things very, very specific. What have we been working on this week? Breast cancer. So we're able to see the breast cancer receptors. We worked on another person that had a brain injury, and one was vaccination damage. So those kinds of things, we really want to look at something very, very minute, very specific, I want to say. What we're doing this evening, so we're going to look at people's emotions and their truthfulness and their motivation and their intention. And most of you, I think, are going to end up using this on other people rather than yourself, because some people are a little afraid of that. Where can you get in touch with us? Where can you see us? Well, www.bbsboyboysamradio.com. We're broadcasting there right now. And we're broadcasting through Ustream, www.ustream.c/channel/sound-health-hour. That's a mouthful. So you could just go to Ustream, probably Ustream.com, couldn't you? I don't even know if you have to put in the TV.
Yeah, just put YouTube.
Ustream.
Yeah.
And they just look for Sound Health and you can find it. I never can remember all that. So the other place is YouTube. This show will not be cut up and used for YouTube. Got some good stuff. But this is what Ben does. He's usually behind the camera. We don't have a camera guy tonight, but there's a lot of other stuff on YouTube, a lot of good stuff. Well, tonight we're going to do some mailbag stuff. Tommy's going to talk a little bit about the vocal profiling he does. He's been a practitioner. I'm going to signal off camera that something's wrong with my hair. Now they're getting me a no.
No, it's my hair.
Tommy's been doing this for about 10 years. They want to talk about the bailout a little bit and then some anger. And if we have time, we're going to go to relationships and what those look like and what the perfect partner would look like. But we never seem to get through everything we have planned. I guess that's okay so we don't run out.
That's true.
We are broadcasting to you from the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology, where we hold classes. That's us, the orange door. Actually, the whole building does. And I'm up there on the left for people who can see that floor. The other left? That's the left, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but we're over on the right there.
Oh, yeah, this orange door is us, but the whole building there that they see is us. I'm getting a backseat driver over here. Who has volunteered
to... A heckler out there.
A heckler who has agreed to help us, and he's never done this before, so he's just over there in the corner talking to us. And we have an audience member here. Suzanne is with us tonight. She'll probably volunteer to come up and give us her vocal print. We're going to talk a little bit about the nano voice and what that is. This is a program that we have been giving away to the public. Download it at nanovoice.org. But don't even ask your email address, your name, nothing. It's totally a free program because we believe that if you're alone with your computer, hiding in a closet or hiding in a bathroom, and you say, well, I really think I want to kill my mother-in-law. How's this look on my boyfriend? And it'll tell you what's going on. It'll tell you what's really true for you because you can't lie to your voice. Why are we doing this stuff with Nano Voice? We want you to be able to look at what's really inside of you. The Secret, the movie The Secret, taught people a lot that they can have whatever they want, but people don't know what they want. This is a printout sort of what comes through. We did this one a long time ago. It was about Bush and that reporter who threw a shoe at him. And he ended up saying, I didn't feel the least bit threatened. Well, that was a big fat lie. We have created this InnerSense software. We like that idea. And it's a personality profiling software so that you can kind of see who you really are. You can lie to your friends and your mother and your kids and yourself, but you can't lie to the words themselves, the sounds of the words. It's the little teeny nuance frequencies and how the frequencies are put together inside the voice that we're using to look at this. What does your voice reveal about you? Well, in Bush's case, it revealed that he was fibbing. He really was concerned for his physical space, his physical safety. But should we, as the public, be able to know that? He was obviously trying to save face. Is it okay for a politician to save face so his country won't be afraid, so his country won't go to war because somebody threw a shoe at the president? Do you have an idea about that, Tony?
Oh, I think
okay
that
okay for him to lie?
I think he did it as far, well, probably for his own sort of ego as well, I would think. But I wouldn't know for sure. But the voice print showing that he definitely felt that there was more than he let on.
The threat.
Yeah. I would be kind of, you know, ready to vacate the premises if somebody starts throwing shoes.
The president shouldn't be afraid.
No, that's true. He's got to represent his country.
Human.
Yeah.
He's human. He could have been embarrassed from over here. Yeah, that's it. That's a possibility. But he definitely was concerned for his physical safety. And we could see that in his vocal print. Now, do we have a right to know that? You have a right to get on the telephone and you're talking to your boyfriend or spouse or your boss. You have a right to look at their voice. How about does your boss have the right to look at your voice when you're calling in and say, well, I'm ill today and I'm not coming in? How would you feel about it if your boss did that to you?
If I knew that stuff went on, then I would try to find a better excuse.
Or you could just say,
email it.
Email, yeah, don't let the voice reveal what, no. I think if that comes to that, then I think people will be more willing to, or not, they'll be more responsible, like I was saying earlier.
Or you could just say, I'm sick of coming to work.
And realizing that when, well, if you could say that, yeah. I'm going to tell you right now, boss, this job sucks.
I really don't want it. I just want the money. Do you think it would be a better world if we all told the truth?
To a degree.
To a degree. Do you want to be forced to tell the truth about everything?
No.
So you could just say, I refuse to talk about that? If you really don't want to tell the truth. I know some people who do that.
Yeah, you could say, I'll tell you later. And maybe if the issue is still a strong one, then maybe there will be a time to discuss it again or something.
We're not going to talk about this. that happens. So your voice has the ability to reveal information about your authentic self. Who do you know that doesn't want to be their authentic self? They've created this aura about, characters, movie characters. Do you think in a one-on-one friendship or relationship or boss-employee relationship that you should have a real, authentic communication? Or
yeah.
Would you like to fib to your boss? Boss doesn't fib. I'm going to tell it to you anyway. I'm not going to come to work today. I don't feel good, but I really want to go fishing. We don't know. We want to give this to you free. You can call us. We'll download it for you, but you can just go on Nano Voice. It's up there at the top in blue, nanovoice.org. And once you download it, it takes a few minutes, depending on your speed of your download, installs right on your computer. Have you used this program, Thomas?
Yes, I have. And it's simple to use. It's about 6-7 clicks away, and you can get a little profile on your personality. You can even use it for on your friends. So it's just, see what they think about the analysis or the profile, and they say, that doesn't sound like me, and you'll have some thought. I think it sounds more like you than you realize, or something like that.
Yeah, it's your friend. We're going to ask the guy over here behind the other computer. Would you use this program to find out who you really are, or are you just happy the way you are and you think this program's silly?
Don't think it's silly.
Don't think it's silly, okay.
I don't personally feel
a need to use it.
Okay.
Is that a man sure of himself? A person who doesn't really want to change from where he is right this moment? He's laughing over here. He didn't say it. He just hinted at it.
No, I didn't.
Are there times in your life when you'd like to know if people are lying? Well, he's thinking about
probably.
It. Probably, he says.
There'd be more times in my life when I'd know how to avoid those type of people. So, yeah, I guess if you could get that, if you know that they're prone to doing it, then you would know to kind of avoid them and make your life more of a, I don't know the word I'm looking for, make your life more easy.
For me, I lie to me. I don't really want to do that, or I do, or that's not how I really feel. So I use this to get to me. Now, how do I really feel about somebody pushing at me? Where's my anger button? How do I respond? So I use it for me more than anything else. Suzanne, over here in the corner, you'll have to come closer if you're going to join us here. Do you use this program?
Yes, I do.
I'll move around. Do you want to? And you can go right in there. And the camera's right there. Come on over.
Okay.
And tell the people what you think of this program.
I find it fascinating.
Do you use it for your friends or you? Or what do you
I've
do?
Done both. I've done actually friends, family. I'm a therapist, and sometimes people are in my office that don't want to be there, and they run out of things to say, and I say, I know this little new program. You want to try something new? And usually they say yes, and I run it, and they're fascinated by it.
Are they surprised?
Yeah, they are.
Because they don't think a computer could nail them?
Right. He's very ADHD, and he was like, look at that! And we were both like, oh, this red all over the place.
All that reaction.
Yeah, he had to have his mom come in. He said, you won't believe this. And, we showed her, and then she... So we had to do her, and I was surprised because she had a lot of red, too. And it's fascinating.
So we're going to have you back in a little bit. Thanks for coming out. Okay, we're kind of transfer space here. So it's free. There's also a free manual, and there's a free online class. You know, I don't know when the next class is, but it's... We recorded the last one that we did, so if you want to call in at a regular phone number, 740-698-9119. My pen doesn't work. 698-9119. We could give you the next dates for class, or Kylie, who handles all this stuff about class. My pen started to work. Thank you for the offers here. Kylie can tell you where that download is so you can watch the class anytime you want. The only thing you miss out on is we don't have you participate in what's going on because it's interactive because we ask people who call it, who are on class to give us their vocal sense.
How many people participated in that last class?
There was over 30, and there was 39 in the one before that.
I'm sitting getting increasing in there.
Well, we're trying to hold it to 20 so we can have more interaction. But people say, well, can't you make room for one more? One more, just one more. So we'll be having more, but really it's all self-instructive. And where else does somebody give you something for free to help with your life and ask nothing in return? Well, I guess I ask something in return. I ask you to tell me how you like it because we want this to spread everywhere. Now, you do have to buy... for these microphones. You get this at British Tech or Walmart. Depending on tax, $25 maybe. But that's a small price to pay to get to play.
Right, and for multiple uses. I mean, you can even do yourself several times, to see how you might feel about some situation. We had one student or practitioner, Sherry, who was going through sort of emotional cleansing. And how many times did she have to go?
16. And she really was angry in the beginning when she saw how that just scattered her voice all over. Wasn't supportive of her.
Right.
She was totally out of bounds. But at the end, it was, I want to be with my family. I want to be with my church. I want to do this. And that showed absolute coherence. What you want in your voice is all of the notes to be all the way across, pretty nearly. Now, you don't want to be so droning that you are absolutely boring. But we really want people to look at their voice. Take the microphone, look at it, because we know that the voice is a holographic representation of who you are. And your body can diagnose and fix itself. Through the voice, we can diagnose, we can see Are you going to get a cold? Are you going to have a muscle go out? What are the proteins happening in the body? Do you have some enzymes missing? And we can give the frequencies back that will entrain your brain and make your body do what it should do in the first place. And we kind of like this idea of the body green, that the body can support its own wellness. And what that really does is give you back dominion over your own health. You have something to say about what pills you take, because you can see whether they're good for you. What kind of exercise you do, what doctor is most compatible with you. A lot of things are going on so that you can see what your mode is and what the other person's mode is. And we're going to look at some new information about modes. But the body green, just like the earth, green buildings, body green. You like that?
Yeah. Oh, there's a green man.
And part of the green man.
The green man.
Part of this is about the body can replenish itself if it has the best support. But we do things to our body that make it not a good thing. We have bad food, bad air, bad water, bad conversations, bad sex, bad carpet, bad plumbing, bad paneling. You know, electricity that goes on all the time is not good for us. So sometimes the body gets so depleted and so down that it just needs help, like a vitamin pill. Look at this statistic. I love this. Little green man sitting here. 50,000 of the cells in your body will die and be replaced with new cells, all while you have been reading this. It goes back to this thing about supporting health and wellness through the body's own natural resources to create sustainable self-health. I like that idea. Self-health. And the body can do that. When you get cut, the body senses that and sends little helpers in there to rebuild, maybe make a scar on its way, but the body can heal itself. And we believe the body can heal itself in whatever manner that it wants. And we just help support by way of frequencies to the brain, and the brain sends that out to the neural network of the body. And if you need your little finger helped, then, and you can't do it by yourself, then we can give you a frequency and train your brain and have that done. There is a video on YouTube about Dr. Russ Rudy. He was in a car accident, and he hurt his little finger, and he couldn't bend it, you know, kind of like you there. And he needed that little finger for his work in the emergency room. So on film, you can see us giving him frequencies, and then his body, in turn, using those frequencies to make his hand work perfectly again. I like that. We teach classes, interactive classes. That's one of the reasons Suzanne is here today, well, this week, actually, and Tommy. He's one of the assistant trainers. So we encourage all of you who love the Nano to tell us, but then also to tell us about the next step in the class so they can bring this to their community in a way that's useful. The project that we're doing right now is for traumatic brain injury and post-traumatic stress disorder for the soldiers returning who have issues. We talked about this a couple weeks ago. The statistic that I find absolutely appalling is more soldiers have returned and committed suicide than died in Iraq. That's incredible.
Yeah.
They come back damaged and upset and warped. We really want to help them. And this is a project we're doing with the Army. So I love it that we're dealing with the Army. That gives us a lot of credibility that the Army's paying attention. I also want to do this with NASA because we have some new things that we're working on. We're making tone boxes and giving people tones that will tone their muscles while they sleep. Your abs especially, we started with that one. So fab abs through sleeping. That's pretty cool. And we want to do the body one, the whole body one with NASA for travel in space, because that's one of the problems. There's not enough weight. The bones lose their density.
Body mass, yeah.
You know, and
bone mass.
Bone mass and body mass, they begin to lose. So wouldn't that be a neat idea? Exercise your body, because they can hear in space.
Yeah. Well, as long as they have that atmosphere inside the... Yeah,
inside, so they can hear the sound. The ear picks them up, goes to the brain. The brain distributes them throughout the body, and the body heals itself. And we want that control to be in the hands of the people. Because we know that whoever controls your health controls
the people.
Yeah, and controls the universe. So if any country, if any one organization or pharmaceutical company owned this, they would own your health. If they were really, really selfish people, they could say, okay, rich man, you're dying of leukemia. We can fix you, and there'll only be $3 million today. That could happen. But here we are, this little teeny research institute, and we're trying to help people this way. Actually, we have to say we're looking for the research that will help people and looking at all this. And we do have a handle on age-onset lymphocytic leukemia, if anyone's interested in that. It's been in the literature since the 1920s that cortisol, the control of cortisol, can help back off age-onset lymphocytic leukemia. Now, why don't they use that in the medical profession? Because they want all the old people to die?
They want to plug their medication.
For leukemia, I don't think there is any, really. Maybe they're just trying to get people off the Medicare roll. But if you start using the sound, you don't have to listen to them and do your own thing. This is Obama and the state of the economy. This is what we do. And for those of you who watch us all the time, forgive me, but we're going to go through this. We look at the notes, C to start E, on down the line to B, so we need FASO 12 notes. We have this little white line in the middle that we call dead man's zone. So it's a piece we cut out and we don't monitor, don't put it up here, because we don't want one note to be taken for another. So you can see when Obama is talking about the state of the economy, he has a couple of dominant colors. Each of these colors means something. Go through this for people every show. The yellow that you see here is think, words, evaluate. The green here is do, like a farmer, with forethought, think ahead. The yellow produces pictures with words and scenarios, like a lawyer would. So we have a lawyer and a farmer. Now, Obama is a lawyer. He has a lot of farmer traits. It's a lot of green. The other colors we look at is red. That's reactive. Red, reactive. And blue is feel. And he doesn't have much of that when he's talking about the economy, he's trying to create a picture of what he will do. So keeping that in mind as we go along, we'll look at some of these charts and what's happening. It depends on how high each note is. We use an average of about 500 notes. It's a computer program. The nano voice will quit on its own. So 42 is about average, 20 is low, and 80 is high. And then we have some of these sonocards that will tell you, okay, C is way too high. What does that mean? Self-power, way too much self-power. We got a maniac here, a dogmatic autocrat, do it my way or the highway kind of person, if we're going to see that all the way up. Now, if it was very, very low, then you could run over that person. But it's topic-specific, so we can also see what muscles are involved, some eye muscles here. And we look at these sonocards. This is what we gave away. We gave away, I think, 3 or 4 sets of these in a drawing. It's in the mouth of people. One person in, like, Australia or something won.
Really?
The postage filled it. We thought we could just send them in the U.S.
Send your donations and for postage.
Yes. We'd love it. There's the sonocards that people bought. But a lot of people bought them afterwards, too.
Good.
And each one of these notes means something else. Like we just did the note of red. It means self-power, self-ego. These charts, we'll send them to you if you want. Write to us or call us. And if you don't know our address, just go to BBS Radio and look up on Thursday nights at 6 Pacific and 9 Eastern. And you can get our numbers and you can say, well, I want one of those, and we'll download it to you. Or you can go to one of our sites, Nutrisystem, probably the best one, to download this off of. And it's in the little nano voice manual. That's free.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Okay, here is the... Another, we tell you 3 times the same thing. This happens to be McCain from the presidential, the first presidential debate. And look, this was the overall debate. His overall mood was, emotional. When a president that his first thought is emotion? I don't think I would. I'd like him to be that farmer guy.
Or else think before he acts.
So you want your president to be yellow?
Yeah.
Okay, so you want him to be a mental president?
Yes.
I want him to be a do and accomplish president.
Well, maybe a balance with yellow and green.
Well, this certainly isn't balanced.
No. It's more of a reactionary or...
you hurt my feelings.
Or I'm going to bust your, whatever, chop.
Well, it's like a third again, this emotion. I like this one because it's so dichotomous with think and react, not here at all. But here, that's very high farmer. Oh, let's go do it, if it feels good. Kind of thing. Kind of thing.
Yeah.
So this is one of the books that we recommended last week was Carol Reitberger's book. And if any of you see it anywhere, buy it. It's called What Color Is Your Personality? I have never seen a program so close to what we do. It's incredible. The only difference is we have blue here where she has orange, but it's the same thing. That the yellow uses facts. The farmer uses form. Firemen look at the picture. The minister would use feel. You look at the next one. These are things that you guys haven't seen before. So that yellow person analyzes using facts. The farmer goes and plows his ground, and I have enough room for this. If you were going to teach somebody about the Civil War and use these colors, you might give the fact the yellow-brained person a chronology. Civil War happened here, and it was because of this. Well, actually, because of this would be more over there in the red and how all the interactions took place. The farmer, form person, might have them draw something or make a little diorama of the cemetery or something, or a battle. And the minister person, you're going to have them read a historical novel. But there's more to it than this. These words are about conflict for the farmer. Think to a lawyer. React to firemen. And I kind of try to match them up with the kinds of jobs you would think. But these are actually our colors. The other one was Carol's. And these are opposites each other. And I was asking Carol, I said, this is incredible. What you have in your book, we've put in a computer program for people. Where did you get this? She said, just trial and error. And we'll use your color test and Myers-Briggs and Ned Herman. Same thing I had used to test with people. I'm about 10 years older than her or something. But she came right behind us and was doing and studying the book. I'm thinking about recommending this book as a text for our our class. It's
definitely
an incredible book. So the other thing is about 80% of the population that's either yellow or green. The lawyer thinks with their head about facts, and they're usually left-brained. Left-brain means L, logical, linear. Now, people say left-brain people don't have much feeling, and they're not very creative, and blah, blah, blah. I think that's a bunch of hooey. I think left-brain people are scared, make a mistake, so they use all those data, and they don't want to create something because it might be wrong, or somebody might say something about it. I think the left-brain people are the more sensitive people on the planet. Us right-brain people don't know when to shut up. We wear our emotions on our sleeve and we go right on. But you can divide these into green and blue. They're the gut-level people. They react with their guts about things. The lawyer and the fireman, the yellow and red, they react with their head. Now, how's this going to look to somebody? Actually, the red people say, how's this going to look to my friends or the whatever's going on. And this lawyer guy is going to say, how's this going to look at his, how's this going to look on paper? How can I take this to court?
How's it look at my parents' bank account? Okay.
Yeah, that's good. But if you can remember these very simple little graphs of where this comes from, and I like visuals. You know, somebody else, this think person, they're going to want a piece of paper. I like mine in visuals like this. can go back and think, well, the bottom two were green and blue, and that's all gut level. Over here, red and blue, 10% apiece. So there's not very many reds. You'd see red as like a Santa Claus kind of person. The thinker would be like Alan Alda. The farmer guy like Ian Taylor, Haas on Bonanza.
Yeah.
And just see who's a flamboyant thinker, emotional, emoting person?
If you think about that, the, remember the Agony and the Ecstasy was about, I guess, Michelangelo's.
Michelangelo would be, although he had a real tough side. Picasso.
Picasso, yeah.
Yeah.
That would be excellent.
What's the guy who...
Also, Van Gogh was kind of...
Van Gogh. Tucked over deer kind of guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a good example.
So we start with this clean slate, and we want to see what comes up, the blue, the red, the green, or the yellow, so we can get a general idea of what's going on. So we have talked to you about Obama and some of the things and done interpretations. So let's look at generalizations from these people about what's going on. This is Obama again about economics. What is his first overview thought about economics?
Planning.
Planning. Why do you say that? Because F is planning? He plans with words. Look how high that E is. So he's interested in words, planning, carrying out plans, finding a way to carry it out. Is he interested as much in getting it into physical fruition? No. Is he interested in the HR, which is spirituality and doing the right thing?
Looks like that could be more like doing things for people. Doing, a humanitarian thing, even though that's really not the right...
A sharp and B is humanitarian.
I would have thought the blue would be more of a humanitarian side, but you're a more motive about...
Wait, this is good. I don't have to do all the work. So if you look at his speech, and you can do this right from the TV, you can go to Voice of America, and his speech is probably there. Turn it on. Put your little microphone up next to the TV. Open your Nano Voice, and you'll get this printout, and you'll get to see, is he lying about economic recovery? What's really going on? You also do it to people calling you on the phone. Okay, let's do another one. Practice here. This is Obama on war. How does Obama feel about this war?
Doesn't have much, I don't know if he just seems like he wants to do much about it. Or does he care to do something about it?
Not much emotion here, not much do. It's all mental. You know what's going to happen here as I touch my hand? They're going to call and complain again that they can't hear me because I forgot to wear my thing on my head. So on the war, you do what you do for the benefit of all concerned. That's what came up on the computer, even if it stresses you personally. But right now, he has that war where? He has it, the war where?
It has.
And it has. There. Oh. Well, I should take my glasses.
He has the war. Talking about the war. It's in his head. It's not any concrete plan yet. Even though he says we're going to pull out by 2010, and whatever he's talking about, he has the plan up here. But look at the G and G Sharp and A, the managing this project. It's a 35. 42 is average. So pulling out of the war is still in his head, left brain. Now, if he was talking about some of the soldiers, they're returning in what shape they're returning in, I bet we'd get a blue reaction. I think he has a lot of feel what's going on. When he looked at his swearing in, there was a lot of feel, a lot of blue in it. Okay, this is him about accountability. Where is his accountability stuff? It is in yellow in his upper left and the lower right blue. Yellow and blue fight. I want to think about it. I want to feel about it. I want to think about it. I want to feel about it. So when he's talking about accountability, he's more likely to carry this accountability through because he feels about it.
but a lot of it is in his head, too. 58 on E, talk. He's going to walk his talk here. He knows what he wants. He knows the plan. He can talk his plan, but look at the difference between F and F sharp. Very, very high at 154 at F, and looks like 219 or something on F sharp. No, it's 19 out of 30. So we have 154 on one, which is a lot, and then 19 on the other one. So his F and F sharp does not match. When you see that on your nano voice, it's they have a plan. They don't know how they're going to care. Yeah. He knows that it's going to be an emotional component. But look at all this left brain stuff in C, C sharp, D, and D sharp that is missing. And missing is just as important as anything else. The D is missing. The D means if he had a high D, he would be serving somebody else, serving the people. He's not serving the people. He's not going for self-approval here. Staying in his head, staying in his emotions. But that diagonal cut between yellow and blue really puts him in stress, in internal stress. I want to think about it. I want to feel about it. So you get that on somebody that's calling you, and they really haven't made up their mind what they want.
How about F and B?
Go ahead.
You go ahead. It's not balanced. Because
F is very high.
B is being more for the service to others.
Yeah, B is service to others. His plan is here, but it's not to the point of service yet. Every sixth note must match. F to B is sixth note away. And that unbalance, he's got a plan, doesn't have to wait, need it spiritually or to provide it to the people. That's a lot of information. Okay. You remember this guy, Shepard Farley? He claimed that he had a right to take this photograph, I see it here, of Obama and make a poster out of it without any compensation to Manny Garcia. He's in the next slide. No compensation whatsoever. He said, I changed it enough that it shouldn't make any difference. And he said that, I have a right to do this. I changed it enough that I should be able to use it. To me, it's obvious where it came from. He made a poster out of a photo. Does he believe his words? Yellow and red. Top of the chart, remember, yellow, upper left, red, upper right. He's just responding to other people's criticism. This big split in the middle says, I'm responding, I'm thinking, I'm scrambling, but I'm not together on this. He doesn't believe his own words. We can look at this and we don't have to believe him either.
Yeah.
So you see somebody split like that, right in the middle, if they just have something missing on each end, but he has this whole D-sharp, E, F, and F-sharp totally missing, four notes out of 12. That's a lot. So you're looking at C, C-sharp, and D, that's all yellow. So with his ego, with his fairness, with his, I need to get approval, self-approval, that's all in his head. And then you jump over here to G, G-sharp, A, A-sharp, and B, all red. So he's being reactive there. The two pieces of him have not been brought together. That was an okay thing to do, but he did it, so he has to defend it. But he's not happy with what he did. This is Manny Garcia, the guy that really took the picture. How does he feel about this? He says that he would hope that any artist would have the integrity to at least credit the person he stole the work for. And Shepard Farley didn't even credit him. And look at all this very small stuff. There's only a couple things over there in A sharp and B which deal with spirituality and serving other people and making sure things are okay with other people. Those are high for him. But everything else from C, C sharp on down to A, very, very low. He doesn't want to talk about this.
It's hurt.
He feels hurt. He doesn't want to talk about it. You know, here's the funny thing about this. I can't remember, was the Associated Press or one of those hired Manny Garcia to go take this picture, and then Shepard Farley used it, And the Associated Press wrote to Shepard Farley and said, that picture belongs to us. We think there's a problem here. And Shepard Farley sued him. Turned around and sued them because they were claiming this is the work of this picture. I guess a preemptive strike. But Associated Press, or whatever press it was, didn't even mention that that picture really belonged to Manny Garcia. He had only turned in 9 photos that day of this thousands that he had done on that day. It's really his picture. He should get the credit. But they interviewed him, and he said, I didn't even know it was my picture until somebody told me. And the Associated Press, somebody else had to tell him. So here is this Associated Press trying to make some money off of Shepard Farley's poster that became really famous. So Shepard Farley turned around and gave all the money away to charity. But this guy really doesn't want to talk about it. Look how conflicted he is. Here's some information. No. C, a little bit. C sharp, D, and D sharp, practically nothing. E, a little bit, but it's spontaneous. Thinking about his ego here at C, yellow. F, F sharp, G, missing. You finally get some stuff over here, the spiritual part of the chart, G sharp, A. Then big stuff, big jumps in A sharp and B. Integrity, spirituality, service to the people. I bet this Manny Garcia is a very integral person. But he doesn't want to get involved in this fray. I don't know why he agreed to be interviewed, but looking at what's there and see how it's there, gone, 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 there, gone, 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 there. That tells you right there that he's in conflict.
Excited about it. What would be something that would show that he was forgiving about this?
Oh, maybe some blue in self-approval or blue words. Emotional words. Now, if he had blue and red, he's feeling angry. The red is sort of angry and, you know, a lot of animation. But you can tell he's just very, very conflicted. You can look at these and take them very literally. I'll talk. No, I won't. No, I'll talk a little bit here, but I don't want to talk about that. And there's no connection between the pieces. Got 2 little pieces and then some there on the end of G chart. So very literally, he doesn't want to talk about this. He doesn't want to get involved. Aha! Now to Bernanke.
Oh.
Yes. This is a fibbing person. We're going to play what he said. It's only a couple minutes long. But there's a couple of sentences for you to listen to. When he says, normally the market sorts out what companies survive and which fail, and that's as it should be. He does not believe that. Listen to how he says that. The other thing he says, however, the issues raised have extended well beyond the fate of one company. He doesn't believe that. He wants the public to believe that if he didn't support, what did they do? If they didn't go in and support this Bear Stearns, that it was going to affect so many other people that the whole economy was going to fall. He's trying to make people think that, and it's hooey. Listen to this. Listen to those two sentences.
With respect to monetary policy, at its March meeting, the FOMC reduced its target for the federal funds rate by 75 basis points to 2.25%. It was in this context of intensifying financial and economic strains that on March 13th, Bear Stearns advised the Federal Reserve and other government agencies that its liquidity position had significantly deteriorated and it would have to file for bankruptcy the next day unless alternative sources of funds became available. This news raised difficult questions of public policy. Normally, the market sorts out which companies survive and which fail, and that is as it should be. However, the issues raised here extended well beyond the fate of one company. Our financial system is extremely complex and interconnected, and Bear Stearns participated extensively in a range of critical markets. The sudden failure of Bear Stearns likely would have led to a chaotic unwinding of positions in those markets and could have severely shaken confidence. The company's failure could also have cast doubt on the financial positions of some of Bear Stearns' thousands of counterparties and perhaps of companies with similar businesses. Given the exceptional pressures on the global economy and financial system, the damage caused by default by Bear Stearns could have been severe and extremely difficult to contain. Moreover, and very importantly, the adverse impact of a default would not have been confined to the financial system, but would have been felt broadly in the real economy through its effects on asset values and credit availability.
Does that mean...
voice leveled out on the...
You can see, and that's as it should be. He doesn't believe that. He believes somebody's controlling the market. I'm angry here because, look, he does not believe what he is saying. He's like Manny. He has these big gaps. He doesn't want to be involved. He'll get here. But there's a dichotomy because this really should be a circle. We laid it out flat. But if you go through here, here's A sharp, B, C would start next, and then C sharp. So if we put this in a circle, it'd be in one little spot. And what would be in the middle would be what's missing. F and F sharp is money. Not a lot of information about money here. When E and A sharp do not match, fibs, lies. He told some truth, but the biggest lie is that the market is controlled by the public. The other big lie, go back. Getting direction from the director here. He doesn't believe his own fibs. Yeah, he doesn't believe it. High reactive spirituality and the people right next to ego and create a picture of what justice should be. If you listen to that again, and I found it on Voice of America, where he's talking about this, because he's speaking to Congress, if you'll listen to those, well, I haven't. Let's look and see. Here it is. Did I only put one up here? The other one's there. Hey, this is just the two sentences. Where's my arrow? I lost the arrow. We're not supposed to play this.
Okay.
You see the arrow? It's just lost.
All right.
There it is. Go back and okay, play. Okay, listen to these two sentences. Here are the end of them, where there's no flavor in it's just crisp words. And my S there.
News raise difficult questions of public policy. Normally, the market sorts out which companies survive and which fail, and that is as it should be. However, the issues raised here extended well beyond the fate of one company.
He wants people to believe it extended beyond the fate, and he believes it about that much. Somebody manipulated this. He knows who did it. He's not talking. E and A sharp are totally unbalanced. He's not talking. At some level, because he has high red A and A sharp, he thinks he's doing this for a good purpose. If he had really high yellow here on his C, he would be doing it to cover his own black. Yeah, patootie is a good word there. Look at this. Their collapse would have been felt throughout the entire economy. What is he doing here? Ego. Now, there's only 123 hits, so that average of 42 is not holding here. But it's all left brain. It's all self-approval, self-justice, self-ego. The collapse would have been, I will bet you this man had money with him. This is so self-serving. Would have been felt throughout the economy, asset values would have affected credit availability. That's so self-serving. If it had been red, he would not have thought about it before, but the fact that it's yellow, he thought about what he would say here. Don't like this. It makes me angry. He's a little more forthcoming here. Bernanke, reduced target for federal funds rate. A little more spread out, got a little more emotion in it. I can't believe we're out of time. What time is it? Oh, we're out of time. We have such wonderful things. We'll finish next week. We're going to hear from the AIG CEO, boy, and we're going to look at his voice and show you how to tell absolutely big, fat lies. I didn't keep track of the time. I'm sorry about that. We're going to go out with Tommy's music again. Thank you for writing this theme song for us.
My pleasure. I used some bioacoustic principles and some of the, not in this section, but definitely it was inspirational for me to compose some of that. So using some bioacoustic concepts.
And you can manipulate people with sound, huh?
I don't think I'm going to say that.
Thank you for joining us, spending your time with us. We know time is a very valuable commodity. We hope you'll listen to us on Sunday. Sound Health, same time, 6 Pacific, 9 Eastern. I don't even know who's going to be on, but it's somebody interesting. And hope you'll be with us next week.